Hello, fitness friends. It's Phil. It's Saturday and it's episode 128 of Get Fit to Row. Right. So today is, I did mention earlier, it's Saturday, which meant that yesterday was the Friday sessions with a small group throughout the day of people that are doing Get Fit to Row with me in Harrogate. Now, as the title of this podcast say, the 8x500 meter session, there is no hiding. But look, the thing about this particular session, which really exposes many things, it really exposes your level of fitness, it exposes your mental agility, it exposes your desire to finish, it exposes your commitment, it exposes loads of stuff, right? The 8x500 meters is brilliant but brutal. Brilliant but brutal. And if you haven't done an 8x500 meters at UT1, then give it a go. And excuse the phone.
Angus?
Yeah.
Did you by any chance say that you wanted a current tonight?
You had one last night, Inga.
Yeah, but I thought, like, it's such a good source of, you know, energy.
Right, okay. What are you doing?
I'm currently just in Mercy's room playing a game on Xbox.
And thinking about eating curry.
Yeah, because it was just so delicious, and I just really think it would be very, very, like, nice if we could have one tonight. And because basically, I had a lamb madras, and it was, oh my god, it was like I think they changed their cook, and it was so nice.
Right. Okay. All right. Well, let me think about it, and I'll come back to you. All right, catch you later. Ta-da. Bye. Right, folks, sorry about that. That's Angus, my son, who loves curry and had a sleepover last night. Anyway, back to the 8x500 meter thing, right? The thing about the 8x500 meters, and I have spoken about it before, but this is a gift that was given to me by a guy called Paul Rogers, who I used to row with back in probably 99 2000-ish, kind of around that period. And he was a brilliant club level row, and I think in New Zealand he was in the high performance squad in New Zealand, and let's just say they're pretty good, aren't they? He wasn't the biggest bloke. I think from memory he was about 5'9" or something, but by god, he just had the ability, the power, the strength, the mind, and everything. Really, really good. He was in the seasons that he rode, a couple of seasons with me, he and his pair partner used to smash everything and get loads of cups and stuff. But look, back to the 8x500 meters. The thing about the 8x500 meters, which was introduced to me by Paul, is it really helps to make a game changer in your mindset, in your commitment to your fitness, in your kind of fitness journey. It really does change things. Now, the way the 8x500 meters works, and remember, it's a UT1, and if you're wondering what UT1 is, if you go onto my website and go under the workout section, you'll find a link to a new page that I've created called the glossary, the big glossary. And it talks about all of the different terminologies that I may use during the podcast. And you'll find one there about what is UT1 and what is UT2. But look, UT1, we're operating at 80-85% of max heart rate. So it's a really, really pushing things hard. But we're not going over to threshold, right? We're just sitting on that top level, pushing really, really hard. And the way it works is the first one is kind of a bit of a warm-up, and the second one is kind of a bit of a warm-up, and then the third one you start to get the idea, right? And then the fourth one you start to fine-tune the performance. Fifth one you start busting your ass and it starts hurting, and you start actually going, ah, right, I've got this. I know how this works. And keep in mind what we were doing yesterday with the people that were with me is we were focusing on not the split times, we were focusing on the heart rate times. So it's all about heart rate training. And then the sixth becomes quite difficult because you're starting to fatigue. And then the seventh gets slightly harder. And then the eighth, because it's the last one, is really hard, but actually you smash it out and complete it because you can, because you've got to eight. And it's pretty extraordinary to see people who've never done this exercise before do it. It's absolutely extraordinary. And I guess I'm always in awe of the people that I train who first do this and don't give up. I find it extraordinary. I find it absolutely extraordinary. It's brilliant. It's absolutely brilliant. And a joke last night is, you know, someone said, I hate you for making me do this. And I sort of said to him, but I'm not asking you to do anything that you know you can't do yourself. He said, but I couldn't do it without you. And I sort of went, yeah, that's cool. Okay. So anyway, look, if you haven't done the 8x500 meters at UT1, then maybe give it a bus, give it a go today. But only give it a go if you are well rested, that you haven't trained too hard during the week, that you've got the mind. So you need to be well hydrated, have a good mindset, be well rested, and do it and get through it. And if you do, drop me a message and tell me how you get on, because I love finding out. Anyway, look, thanks for listening. And this is Saturday. This is Phil, and this is signing off. Hopefully you're getting fit to row. Anyway, look, take care. Ta-da. See you. Bye.